Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On the day Julissa Brisman was memorialized in Boston, her mother called her daughter's accused murderer a monster and a coward. The so-called Craigslist killer, Philip Markov, committed suicide in his jail cell last month. As a result, prosecutors formally dropped the case against him yesterday. On the same day, Brisman and 34 other homicide victims were honored at an annual ceremony at Boston's Garden of Peace. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov was there and has this story.
Mazen Alwarad, Julissa Brisman, Shane Browning.
Attorney General Martha Coakley reads the names of homicide victims as their stones are dedicated at the Garden of Peace. Before the service, the mother of Brisman, Carmen Guzman, says she felt a lot of rage and pain because she wanted to confront Philip Markov in court. Guzman, who's from the Dominican Republic, says Markov should have faced up to justice, but he was a coward, she says, for committing suicide. Guzman is among hundreds of family and friends of murder victims remembering their loss at the Garden of Peace. It's a small park of carved stones made to look like a riverbed in a plaza near the State House. Before the ceremony, Tina Wheeler finds her niece's engraved stone.
This is beautiful. It's very nice for these people, all homicide victims, to be honored. It's very nice.
The stone marks the day 30-year-old Danielle Grady was born and the day she was shot in 2007. Grady was murdered while sitting in the back seat of a car in Dorchester. Wheeler says police still have no motive or suspects.
It's like it happened yesterday, something you never forget, you know? It's just a tragedy. You know, now, you know, when I see all this, you know, it's terrible. This violence has to stop. I mean, it's unbelievable.
The Garden of Peace honors 690 murder victims from all over the Commonwealth, but the majority are from Boston. Among them, Terrence Jacobs, who was killed in an ambush in Dorchester 3 years ago.
Go ahead. Right there on Terrence's.
Terrence's aunt, LaDawn Jacobs, is telling her daughter where to put the votive candle on her cousin's stone.
Every year it's hard. It gets harder and harder. So, I don't know. It's not a good feeling at all. He was only 16.
Some people are kneeling quietly by the engraved stones. Others are crying. Some have brought pictures and flowers. Joanna Alcantara has brought her 3-year-old son in a stroller. His father, 25-year-old Luis Ortiz, was killed in 2008 in Alston by a single gunshot wound to the chest.
It actually makes me feel great that that they have something like this for victims of Boston that do get killed. And it's also a good place for family and friends to come and kind of console themselves here with him.
At the time the Peace Garden was dedicated in 2004, there were 321 names. Every year since then, engraved stones are added at the request of family and friends, says Tony Troop, chair of the Garden of Peace board. This year, there are 35 more names.
As of next year, we're going to need to start engraving names on other surfaces in the garden because sadly there are just no more stones available.
Troop says the victims come from all communities and were killed in robberies, domestic fights, gang shootouts, and just random acts of violence. The commonality, says Troop, is that their lives were cut short. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.